Zechariah 4:6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Understanding. Zechariah 4:6 delivers a profound message about the nature of power and accomplishment. It conveys that genuine success does not originate from human strength or worldly might, but stems from the divine empowerment of God's Spirit. This verse emphasizes the sovereignty of God and underscores the importance of acknowledging His supremacy in all aspects of life. It teaches us that our reliance should not be on our own abilities or resources, but on the guidance and intervention of God's Spirit, which surpasses human limitations. Practical application. In practical terms, Zechariah 4:6 encourages believers to adopt a posture of humility and dependence on God. Rather than relying solely on our own efforts or ingenuity, we are called to seek God's guidance and empowerment in all our endeavors. This means surrendering our self-reliance and entrusting our plans and aspirations to God's sovereignty. Practical application involves aligning our actions with God's will, praying for His Spirit to lead and empower us, and actively seeking His guidance in decision-making. By doing so, we acknowledge that true success comes from partnering with God and allowing His Spirit to work through us, leading to outcomes that far exceed what we could achieve on our own. Good examples. In the biblical narrative, many characters exemplify the principle of relying on God's Spirit rather than on human strength. One prime example is David confronting Goliath, 1 Samuel 17. Despite being vastly outnumbered and outmatched, David trusted in the power of God rather than his own might. Another example is the Apostle Paul's ministry, Acts 16, where he faced countless challenges and oppositions, but relied on the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit to advance the gospel. Poor examples. Conversely, there are cautionary tales in the Bible of those who relied on human strength rather than God's Spirit. The Tower of Babel account, Genesis 11, illustrates humanity's attempt to build a monument to their own greatness, relying solely on their might and ingenuity, leading to their plans being thwarted by God. Similarly, King Saul's disobedience and reliance on his own wisdom, instead of God's guidance, ultimately led to his downfall and rejection as king, 1 Samuel 15. Zechariah 4:6 serves as a timeless reminder for believers to prioritize reliance on God's Spirit rather than human strength or resources. It teaches humility, acknowledging that God ultimately empowered our achievements. By aligning ourselves with His will and allowing His Spirit to work through us, we can experience genuine success and fulfillment in life. The examples provided in Scripture highlight the stark contrast between those who trust in God's Spirit and those who lean on their own understanding, offering valuable lessons for believers to heed in their own journeys of faith.